going to be all about John Boehner. 2 hours on Boehner. No. I'm certainly not going to leave him out of it.
No one's safe.
No, you know, when I do my stand-up act, I mean, first of all, what's great about doing a stand-up act in the kind of style I do is that the material is always changing. I always feel bad for comedians who are sitting there trying to make a new joke about how the ketchup bottle works, because that's just not my style, and it's harder to do because comedians have already gotten all that material. But when you work out of the newspaper, it's always changing. You know, a year ago, I was talking about, I don't know, Herman Cain or whatever, because it was the 2012 primaries were going on. Now, it's a whole different world, and that's the case. So, you know, I try to cover the waterfront. I try to get every big issue that's on people's minds. And, of course, when you're doing stand-up, it's always got to be funny.
And the newspaper is the gift that always keeps on giving.
It really does, yeah.
I'm not sure if you've heard, but there's been an accident at one of your favorite attractions in this region, a staffer at the Creation Museum.
I was going to say the Creation Museum. No, yeah. Don't tell me. What happened? The dinosaur fell over?
No. a staffer at the Creation Museum was apparently struck by lightning while working on their new zipline attraction. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, I think it's obvious that God doesn't want the Creation Museum. Well, I don't know. You know, I've always tried to make the point that God's will is something that people say, and when they do, it always seems to coincide with whatever just happened. Hit by a streetcar, God's will. Won the lottery, God's will. So I'm just going to go with God's will on this one.
I know you're good friends with Ann Coulter, and regardless of your political beliefs, you've got to respect her wit and vocabulary. What's a conversation between the two of you like?
You know, I mean, we've known each other for almost 20 years. First of all, when you have history with people, there's always a shorthand. I think the reason why Ann and I can remain being friends is because, having known each other this long, we know where not to go. We know not to talk about most of the hot-button political issues that we just don't agree on. And so we wound up talking about gossip and Washington in general and how silly the media is. And I don't know. I mean, she's just a fun girl to hang out with. I know my liberal friends hate when I say things like that. They want me to cast her out like the devil. And in many ways, she is the devil. But what can I say? She's my devil.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she's a fun person. And look, you're never going to cross bridges politically unless you talk to the other side, unless you're friends with them. I mean, that's what they used to do. They used to golf together and drink together. And that's the only way you find common ground. You know, we are in a state of such polarization in this country with the two political parties. They're like Bruce Jenner's face. Neither side ever moves.
If you could be any living person for a 24-hour period, who would it be? What would you do?
Well, I'd like to be Superman. I'd like to see Superman and straighten a few people out. I'd probably fly around the world and punch in the nose everybody who's ever mistreated an animal.
You are one of the great social commentators of our day.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I think of you as part Mark Twain, part George Carlin, with a little pinch of Eddie Haskell. How would you describe your style?
Oh, I'll take that. I mean, those are two of my big heroes, Twain and Carlin, not necessarily Eddie Haskell. Although Eddie Haskell, I used to have on my old show, Politically Incorrect, because after he left Leave It to Beaver, he became a cop.
Yeah, Ken Osmond. Right?
Yeah, Ken Osmond was a cop, and he was actually a very informative cop. I mean, he was very interesting on those issues when we needed to have a policeman on.
Can you imagine getting pulled over by Eddie Haskell?
Yeah, can you imagine that? And not knowing who he was, he'd probably be insulted.
What a lovely car you have, Mrs. Cleaver.
Yeah.
I'm sure you weren't aware there was a taillight out. You can find out how to get ticket information to see Bill Maher at the Aronoff in Cincinnati on our website at WNKU.org under Regional News. Bill, thanks for your time. We look forward to seeing you on September 15th.
Hey, it was a real pleasure.